Hi, this is Ted Nguyen, and I am here at the first ever Style Week OC tweet up, and I've got Orange County's premier blogger, Kirsten. And Kirsten, tell me what you do and how you do it so well. And anyway, let me just have you talk.
Well, I do blog management and web design, and actually the reason I do it so well is because I've been so involved with Twitter, which is why I love this event. It's the first event that has been recognized in Orange County that's a traditional media marketing event, but has brought Twitter in as social media, and that's a lot of what I write about, is how you can combine creative marketing into your business, and I take that to my clients with their blog management as well as their web design.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic, and it really shows the progress that social media has made, and so quickly as well. Is it deserved recognition, or do you think that there is something else looming in the horizon?
You know, I think social media has been around for so long, but in so many different forms, that Twitter has found a way to capitalize on the best parts of social media. As long as we remember that no matter what channel it is, there's always going to be the spam, there's always going to be the crap you have to deal with to get through to the benefits of. And I think as long as we focus on the benefits and realize it's a free way to communicate with thousands of people in one network, it really has no downside.
Now, tell me, as far as the event itself, and you know, we have people from all over Orange County gathered here at this beautiful setting. What does this mean for the Orange County community? Is it bringing people closer together? And what does it also mean for style in Orange County?
Absolutely. I think that Orange County has always kind of been a center for style. It's a unique style. We're much beachier instead of the traditional couture style. But what it's doing is it's allowing both the community and those outside of the community to recognize that Orange County is an up-and-coming area and needs to be recognized that we do know what we're doing, both in traditional media and social media, and now in style. I think that this is the first of many events that's going to bring traditional New York and LA style to Orange County, and we'll give it our own little flair that's a little more fun.
All right, now speaking of the fun and the flair and the beachy theme that's so Orange County, what is the future of fashion? If you can anticipate fashion and where it's going, and you know, where is it going?
Well, I would never be one to speculate about fashion, only because I have never been the one to afford couture. But if I could speculate, I would say that traditional fantastic styles, clean lines, bright colors, and neutrals are going to stay alive. I think we're going to lose some of the darkness because we're starting to get more into the neons. We're getting back into the 80s, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we'll keep some of the brightness and go back to maybe some little bit mellow versions of those colors.
Wow, we're getting back to the 80s, right? But you don't like it because I'm an 80s child.
I was too. And seriously, 80s fashion was horrendous. I will say it, and I will say it, and I will say it. But the leggings and the neons do not need to come back. I am a traditionalist.
Okay, you heard it first right here, okay? No leggings. So we're going to embrace the good aspects of the 80s. There were a few, right?
Yes.
And
see, I have a little bit of elastic going on, you know, in the outfit. You need to bring in the good parts of the 80s, but keep out the neons. Just keep the neons and the leggings, and I'm good.
Okay, so there's your fashion tip of the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.